Bad Motivators.
Shit. Yes.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 207 of the Bad Motivators. My name is Eric Strothers, and with me, as always, are my two excellent co-hosts, one Mr. Luke Cruiser.
Hey there.
And one Mr. Dallas Wood.
I be tossing and flossing. My style is awesome. I'm causing more family feuds than Richard Dawson. And the survey said, you're dead. Like fatal flying guillotines to your fucking head.
Sweet.
That was, there was passion in there. I felt it.
Dude, I love Wu-Tang Clan, man. That's like my favorite rap group. I swear to God. Like, and Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. That's some great lines, man.
They are my favorite rapists.
It's rappers, Jerry.
I'll take the rapist for 200.
So guys, here we are. Just going to tell you straight out, there's not a lot of Star Wars news, but which whatever, man. I mean, that's just how it goes, right? We're still a Star Wars podcast, though, but we like other stuff, too. But the reason, if you could tell, I was trying not to laugh during the intro is we just had the craziest production meeting before the show. And yeah, it's probably going to spill over a little bit into this. And I just want to warn everybody up front. We'll probably talk about some crazy stuff. And, you know,
dude, it's going to be way more entertaining than some commentary. Just be
you've
honest.
Listened to this show enough to know. And the ones who stuck around through all of our goings on about COVID and politics, well,
buckle up,
baby. Yeah.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah. So I guess, you know what, let's just do this. Let's start out with this so that we can move on forward to the parts of the show that'll suck. And wait, here wait. It comes.
I got to talk about my crazy week too, though.
Dallas, I know you were saying something there, but I don't know what it was because I'd already triggered the magic.
No worries.
We'll loop back around.
The song was more important.
So, all right. It's who got what time, and I am going to go first because I actually got something.
Oh, nice.
And what I got was my empty Scavenger Ray lightsaber hilt, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know when I'm going to get around to building it, but man, it looks good. It's very well done. And the saber ignites with that little ring that rotates just like it does in the movie.
Oh, no shit.
So, yeah, I am pretty stoked on that. And, yeah, that is what I got.
Didn't you say, I don't know if you just said it, I just, my brain froze or whatever, but did you say how heavy it was?
Yeah. Oh, it weighs a ton, man.
Oh, sweet.
It really does. Holding it in your hand, it's like, ooh, geez. If you drop this on your foot, it would be real sad.
So my grandpa, whenever he got a gift for his birthday or Christmas, when it was wrapped up, he'd put it in his lap. If it was heavy, he'd go, oh, this is the good shit because it's heavy. So, like, I'm feeling that with this lightsaber.
Well, because, yeah. I mean, usually, like, I'm not trying to get sexist here, but usually as a man, like, if we get something really heavy, we're
it's
like,
a tool,
okay,
man.
We're getting some fucking tools.
I'm
going to go fuck some shit up in the garage.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make, like, some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You say make some shit. I say fuck up some shit because that's what I'm probably going to do.
I'm making a mantle for my house right now. It's turning out great.
The what?
I'm making a mantle for my fireplace in my
mantle.
New house out of wood. Yeah.
I thought you said mantle. I'm like, what is that? I don't know what
fucking
that
Utah
is.
Fucking Utah accent. I'm sorry, man.
So what did you guys get? And, oh, hey, you know what else I got?
What?
Before I forget, I got a picture from my buddy
Shut
Dallas
up,
that
was
made
what I
me,
got. You're giving away what I got
laugh
this week.
And laugh. Well, why don't you just lead into it then?
Okay, I got a picture of a building that has a sign on it that says Megalopolis, but next to that sign says Space for Lease.
Now.
And I sent it in our show chat, and I had to. The minute I took it, I got to a stoplight. I'm like, I got to send this shit to Eric.
Whilst we're talking about this, I got to say, I got some pretty sick joy out of that, which right? is sad because that means that somebody has failed. However, I go to their Facebook page
no.
just to revel in it. And there's no mention of it anywhere. Go figure. But there is mention about how great things are going and they're doing this and this. And I saw somebody who was going on about how, I don't know why everybody's so mad with Megalopolis. I've ordered from them and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that.
Recently?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, it's, I get that finally somebody who isn't bitching about blah and blah and blah. It's like, look, you're acting like I'm just complaining that I ordered something and the order never went through. No, they have my money.
Yeah.
You can act like that's not a big deal all you want, yeah, but the problem is they have my money and it's hundreds of people's money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a problem.
Thank God your bank rules, dude.
I get that you want this, this, and this, but let's be serious for a second. It is, that is people's money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
But it was funny. Like, I just had to send it immediately. I'm like, oh, my God, the sign's on.
Well, I wonder if they're moving somewhere else.
No, there was no – I checked. There was no we're moving sign. And besides, Eric called that refund line. She's like, would you stop calling? Click.
Well, what I think that was is her cell phone number.
Yeah, probably.
Because what it was is that sign was, you know, if you have a delivery. If you're here with a delivery and nobody answers the door, call this number. So I suspect it was just her cell phone, which, I mean, I get not wanting people to call your cell phone. But the problem is it was on the door. It's not like I got on the internet and stalked her and tracked it down.
Yeah.
But nope.
Now, is it very possible they closed the walk-in retail store that they had there that picture was from? Because that was their retail location. That's where I got that picture of that door. So it is reasonable to believe that they've downsized to a couple people mailing shit out of an apartment or something.
Right. Now, I will say this. I haven't gotten a sales email from them, but it did make me think, as this person's going on about, you know, how it's unfair that people are bagging on Megalopolis. And I still have had zero communication from them about the alleged refund I would be getting from them. Now, I know that everybody's probably very surprised to hear that, but I am not surprised at all. But anyhow, yes, thank you for sharing that picture with us, Dallas.
You're welcome.
So what else? What else did you get?
Oh, that I didn't get anything. That was like, honestly, gift like enough. I would love to have gotten a figure, but I kind of feel like that Megalopolis picture was just as good.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
Let's say it's like getting the deluxe Jar Jar that my buddy Jesse bought for me that I haven't paid him or collected from him yet. But he did grab me one, but that's neither here nor there. It's technically not mine yet.
How dare you speak of things that you don't have in your possession? How
Jesus
dare you,
Christ,
sir?
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, the next person that has anything to say about Snakes Rule, bull, you're off the show. Because the name of the segment is Who Got What? Who Got What? I don't know if you know what got means.
Let's change it to Who's Getting What?
No. Absolutely not. Because then you're going to try to double up. Well, I'm going to talk about what I'm getting next week. And then the next week, you're going to be like, I'm going to talk about what I got that week. And then the next week, you'll be like, I'm going to talk about what I got 2 weeks ago. No.
You know what,
one
Eric?
Time.
Like, maybe
that would be who's gotten
times,
what.
Maybe in these times where pickings are low, you can let us do a little double dipping. All right?
Oh, no. If the listeners could see Eric's face on the Skype, Jesus Christ, he's burning lasers through my soul.
Dead to me.
He just gave me a freaking big Garth face from Wayne's World.
Yeah.
I don't really appreciate
totally
it.
Totally Garth Agar.
But I will say this. I did see in my email right before we started a ship notification from Amazon. Like, what's this for? Oh, God, it's some figure I ordered God knows how long.
Oh, right.
It hasn't stopped happening.
My wife canceled that credit card that held those pre-orders on it.
She said she's ahead of
me. What about you, Cruiser?
Game.
What'd you get?
Just the love of my friends is what I got.
Aww. Oh, so I nothing. Love then. You.
Yeah,
okay.
Sort of. Yeah, it's cupboards are dry.
Yeah, I tried to go to the store to pay for some groceries with the thanks I got for being such an excellent musician at my last band practice. It did not work. They did not accept that as currency. Nope, not in these parts you don't. But
can I talk about my crazy ass week?
Sure, man.
Dude, I had one of those weeks. You know me, I don't ever usually talk about my weeks, but this one was one of those weeks.
Oh, you never do?
Okay, I don't go into this much detail, okay?
Okay.
Anyway. Oh, Jesus.
Marijuana affects the memory.
Why? Why do we have to do this?
I feel how she feels right now. Looking
that's
at
a
Cruiser.
Boy.
That's a man.
Cruiser's gotten two death stares from Eric and I today.
Hey, man. It's what I'm, I've told you, self-proclaimed douchebag. I'm not going to change anytime soon.
That was Henry yelling.
Oh, I can't punch tell you little all. Kid boys, man. I'm sorry.
Dude, that kid will wreck
Thursday.
You. If I tell him that you said he was a girl, he'll murder you.
He probably would.
You're dead. You're dead. Anyway, go on. Sorry, go on.
So Thursday, you know, I'm on a test drive, and this nice couple, they're driving this car. They're here on a student visa at the University of Utah doing computer programming from India, right? But they speak perfect English. We have no problem communicating, you know, no problem there. You know, like they've been in America for a while. Well, we get in this car, and she about killed us three times on the test drive.
Nice.
At one point, she pulled out without stopping off the off ramp and went 15 miles an hour in front of a truck that was going 40 perpendicular to our car. And her husband and I were screaming, gas, 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 gas.
Please, please, the pedal on the right, please.
And then she like is in a curve as we're getting back on the freeway. And she almost throws us off to the side of the right end ditch, off to the side of the road on the on-ramp to back, going back towards my store. And I say to her, have you driven before? And she goes, well, my husband drove all over India, but he doesn't have a United States license. And this is only the second time I have driven without an instructor. Like, she was confident in telling me this. And I'm like, okay. We get back to the dealership. She wants to drive one more car. And by that point, I'd been joking with her and teasing her a little bit. And she was kind of one of these people who's fun about it. But like at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, I almost died. Like three times.
They're like, listen, you should you can only drive in the school parking lot like the way I learned how to drive.
Right? So we're taking the second car for a test drive. And she says, I think I only want to drive in the neighborhood behind your store. I'm like, okay. So she starts to drive on the left like they do in India. And I go, madam, we're in America. Please put to the right.
Madam.
Just being funny. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that was crazy. And they bought the car. They were fun. They're a great couple. But it was just funny. Like, it's been a long time since I thought I was going to die in a car.
Well, hey, at least you got money for your elevated blood pressure that day.
It was totally worth it. But I mean, a big truck going 45 miles an hour, almost killing us T-bone wise. I mean, we were in a Mazda 3. We were going to die in that situation.
Oh, dude. I don't want to cut you off too much, but like Saturday, I'm so confused. We're recording on Sunday for once, but last night it snowed. Like, we had an actual snowstorm for the first time in what felt like years.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, snow's been a factor for a while.
Oh, really?
And but this was like it had rained, and then it just had a huge like snow on top of it. And this is like we went and got my sister's car yesterday, and then on the way back we were going over. But like between like my mom lives about an hour away from us, and we dropped our kids off at my mom's, and then went down to Eric. Have you ever been to Clarksville, Indiana?
Yes.
Yeah. It's right across the river from Louisville. And so we were coming from there, and we
took the last train.
I think I've been there.
Okay. So anyways, that does not
I'll meet you at the station. It's a monkey song, for God's sake.
I don't okay. So hey, anyways. Hey,
that's the monkeys.
We were driving back from my mom's house between Madison and North Vernon, and it was just like you couldn't hit your gas without spinning out. It was just like, it was like whatever.
Pure
ice. But we're all, it wasn't pure ice. It was just like a weird, weird slush ice mix. Where like,
oh yeah,
just,
I know. We had that the other day.
You just can't, and they had done no treatment to the road at all. So it was just not good. Mm. There was this person in front of us who pulled out of Madison. We're on the highway forever. And they would drive between 10 miles an hour and 35 miles an hour and a 55. And it's very hilly.
Mm.
And we kept panicking because like, if we get stuck going up one of these hills because we can't get any traction with three kids in my car because of this son of a bitch, I'm going to lose my mind. Because like, yeah, you should take your time when the weather's bad, no doubt. But there's a safe level of speed that you have to travel on a highway just because.
Yeah.
And to come to find out, they drove 10 miles in the middle of between Vernon and Madison to stop at a liquor store in the middle of this snowstorm when there's plenty of liquor stores in Madison where they came from. I'm not really sure why they stopped there. But we almost died several times on the way back because this person was going to this specific liquor store in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's just like these idiots, man. Like, why are you even out?
Like is it a deal? Because it's in the middle of nowhere? Dude, like, Natty Ice is $10 for an 18-pack?
Natty Ice is like the official sponsor of Indiana. You call, watch your mouth.
I'm telling you, dude, that is like your state drink.
But yeah, dude, it's been a crazy driving weekend for me too. Do you have any more almost dying incidents that happened?
Oh no, not almost dying. Today, this morning, I go to the grocery store to buy stuff for dinner. I park in my space. I start walking into the grocery store. There's a Ace Hardware adjacent to the grocery store I'm at. It's in the same building.
Yeah.
And there's like a driveway that comes around this north end of the building, like where people can come in from behind. There's a neighborhood behind this grocery store. So there's a main drag behind the store. So traffic in front and behind the store is equally busy. So I see this lady, probably like 58 to 62, I would say. She's walking out of the store, and in behind her is her son, her adult son and husband, maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of walking like perpendicular to the opposite direction as them walking out and maybe like 100 yards away. Well, this old boy comes around the corner in a Toyota Corolla and hits this lady full on in front of me.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, dude. Like took her out with at the knees and her head hit the ground. And I was like, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this. It's like watching a video, but it's real life. So you don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, like normally you'd be like, oh, she's okay. No, dude, it was not good.
I laugh when a lady gets kneed hit by a car, hits her head on the ground.
And the guy gets out of the car and he's like, I didn't see her. And I notice he has Coke bottle glasses on. I'm like, this dude should not be driving. So it wasn't a situation where he was drunk. It wasn't a situation where he was impaired in any way. He shouldn't be driving.
Well, I mean, you could call having glasses that are, you know, 2 inches thick, but impairment. But yeah.
True. Oh, true.
Yeah, if you have Coke bottle contacts, you're in real trouble.
Maybe shouldn't be driving.
Was the lady okay?
No. She had to get in the in an ambulance. There was a lot of blood. It was not pretty. Like I said, crazy week. I almost died, but then I saw a lady almost get killed. It was like yin and yang situation. Like, dude, nuts.
The Grim Reaper was just creeping around you this weekend. Man. What the hell?
Oh boy. Hey, but the good news is, guys, I get my vaccine in 10 days.
How do you swing that?
I work for a charity.
Is that
Circle House? Yeah, and they arranged for all of us to get them through the University of Utah's like volunteer program.
Uh-huh.
But we had to schedule it. So we've been getting tested and they've been paying for the tests. So it's only like if they can arrange for, and I have asthma, so I'm like I'm an at risk. Yeah. So I got boosted up on the list. So I'm excited. I get it in 10 days. It's the Moderna one, but I don't give a fuck.
I don't know what the difference is between them. I've not looked into them that much.
I have to get two. That's what it is. I'm not getting the Johnson & Johnson one. That's not out yet.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah, excited.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Amanda's mom, who is 80 something, can't get hers until May, inexplicably. What? Yeah, dude. I don't know what the deal is. Unless she's just going about it. I don't know. So, hey, real quick, this episode's going to be all over the place. Let's talk about some Star Wars real quick. One thing that had popped up, and I saw this and I thought, what? And then we looked into it further and found out where it came from. Remember our old pal Doomcock? Remember that? The YouTuber?
Yeah. Yeah, the most trusted source of Star Wars news. Yeah,
that guy. Right. Has said, and some like tabloid sites have picked it up, that the sequel trilogy would be rebooted, so to speak, on Disney Plus as a show. I don't know how many episodes, don't know anything like that, but a series that would be using footage that was left over from the filming of the sequel trilogy. Okay. And apparently, there are some people who think that that is true. Mm. Nobody, well, I almost said nobody smart, with a brain. But that's not fair. But I mean, seriously, people, I can't imagine that. Here's the part that I think people that have these lines of thought think. Disney, Lucasfilm. They're probably pretty happy with the performance of those movies. I'm just going to tell you, they like money. And what those films did was make some.
Lots of money.
And was The Rise of Skywalker as much money as they probably would have hoped? No, but they were happy with it. They included it as one of their top wins of the year.
They didn't love the $1 billion they made on that shit.
And you know, here they can really track metrics on Disney Plus, and I suspect that they're, you know, getting plenty of watches. And I don't understand how people can begin to think that that's something that would actually happen.
Because Zack Snyder's getting a cut, but guess what, guys? Justice League sucked, and Last Jedi did not.
Yeah. Well, no. it's like, I don't know, man. I just find it very weird. Look, I get it if you didn't dig the sequel trilogy movies or aspects of them or all of it or whatever.
Hey, remember when we were OT fans and people didn't dig the prequels? That's the way I feel about it. Just
no. But it's, they're not going to just go throw all that out. Hey, we spent billions of dollars making and marketing these, but we're just going to toss that out for a show. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to use footage that was filmed for those movies, but somehow tell a story that is not the movies. Then that's what we're going to do. And that makes total sense. And that's how it's going to be. So there you go. There's your news in a nutshell right there.
Well, here's the thing. Just like what you said, it's, the monetary value of it is not there, right? I don't care what anybody says. If they're just using re-scrapped footage from, you know, that they didn't, you know, scrap footage they didn't use before, and all of a sudden it's going to be, they're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to add the CGI to it and everything else and make it a brand new movie somehow. Like, no, it's not going to happen.
Quick question for clarification. Is Doomcock saying this shit is going to happen, or is he refuting it?
No.
He's saying it's going to happen.
But this backs up
my theory that Doomcock was the dude putting his legs up on Nancy Pelosi's desk in January
6th. Yeah, good chance. But like,
so, I do want to say, none of us know Doomcock, but we're all three assuming it's a he. Now, maybe he has appeared on his channel and spoken. I have no idea. Have no clue, but I can tell you pretty much without a doubt that Doomcock, if they believe all this, is a dude.
Yeah.
100%. White dude, 45 or older. I mean, I'm not an FBI murder profiler, but I'd be pretty sure that dude has a goatee and some gas station sunglasses.
Well, there's a good chance.
And possibly a hoodie.
Well, I don't think the hoodie matters so much. He's probably got like jeans from fucking Kirkland brand with some goddamn white sport courts from Kirkland brand also.
How dare you? He still has his Bugle Boys from 1992.
How dare you? Oh my gosh. Turn back the hands of time there. Sweater,
his bum equipment, BUM, remember that shit?
His big dog shirt.
Oh, yeah. No. Big Johnson comic shirt. Remember those? Big Johnson Fire Department. It's like some
definitely has
like
a Life
as
a Beat shirt for sure.
Right. They were banned in my junior high, man. You couldn't wear a Big Johnson shirt, man. Like, I'm kind of
oh, my
happy.
God. Okay, I looked this up. Overlord DVD, also known as Dick Tor Van Doomcock, or known simply as Doomcock, is an American YouTuber who does commentary and review-style videos on films, television, comic books. He is also a critic of pulp culture as well.
Yep. I feel like if I met this dude and we both had a few drinks in the bar, I'd be licking my palm and slapping him across the face, and I never want to hurt anybody.
Here's the thing that goes along with – there's a couple things I want to say real quick. One, this is like the 6th to 10th, maybe 30th time he's come up with some with some version as to why the sequel trilogy is going to be undone. So, you know, at a certain point, you just gotta go, okay, you're another Mike Zero. Cool. Good on you. I'm proud of you. But with a weird dick slant. So, I mean, I'm proud of you.
If you want to destroy this sequel trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold this Blu-ray while I walk away.
Yeah.
You said undone, and that's what made me think, you know, the sweater song.
But
King Tom appreciates that.
The problem I have, I'll circle back to this for a second, but like we always think that because something like the Zack Snyder thing happened or whatever else, that's a completely different circumstance for one, two, like they're like completely revamping that entire universe, so like they don't even fucking care, and Justice League was universally like, this is fucking garbage, so like they're like, whatever happened, whatever you want to do with that, fine, Zack Snyder, do it up. So that's a little bit different. So fans got their way, but it was also like, if he wants to do it. We'll make some more content for HBO Max. It's cool, whatever. But these people that think they're going to redo the sequel trilogy because they're going to bitch enough and it's going to matter is not there. You can say all you have all this noise and half the fandom is separated and whatever else, which is not true. It's dumb. It's been saying it's dumb for a long time. Twitter people, because they think because their voice is loud on Twitter that their opinions matter, and it's just not true for the most part. And this was one of those instances. But when you like, it's kind of like, and sadly, it's kind of like the Gina Carano situation, right? Like so many of us think that we're being loud, that we need to get rid of her because of the things she said and the way she's act and all this stuff, that like our opinion is going to matter enough that they're going to get rid of her. Problem is, The Mandalorian has made Disney more billions and billions and billions and more billions of dollars. So it's kind of like, they're like, well, they don't like it, but might make a ton of money. So we want us to throw money down the, you know, that's what they're probably thinking. We're going to throw away money. And on top of it, like the actors are like saying how much they love her and stuff like that. So like, it's just not really, there's no real movement on it, but I'm not trying to compare the two, but it's kind of similar in a way that we fans think that our voices are really loud when they're not that loud. That's what I'm
trying to say. Bringing that up, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I saw something the other day that really blew my mind, and it was a perspective that I had not looked at. And I don't see it this way, but it was essentially talking about how Lucasfilm stands behind, it was the most recent thing, they were accusing the lady of being racist. She's a black woman.
She runs the High Republic show.
I didn't hear any of this. And because it was some old tweet, and anyway, all this stuff, and they talked about standing behind her. And so, you know, the internet, they start talking about it. And one of the things they did was they were talking about, you know, just how poisonous some of the fans have been to especially women in the, like, involved in the franchise. And they use like Kelly Marie Tran as an example of somebody who really caught the brunt of it. And you know who else they mentioned in that? Gina Carano. Gina Carano and poor Kelly Marie Tran, those two are prime examples of why we need to, they need to do a better job of protecting these people. And I'm like,
one's a turf and one isn't.
Those are apples and oranges right there.
Who said this?
Just a bunch of comments on this this big tweet thread about this
It's
thing.
Christina Ariel, I think her name, or Ariel, one together. It's A-R-I-E-L-L-E.
But anyway, So I was like, well, I never considered that.
Yeah, I never really thought that Gina, Gina needed protecting. She seemed to really be not on the fence about anything at all.
But anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just thought that was bonkers.
It is bonkers. And I'm not defending Gina being on the show at all. I'm just saying it's just that we really feel that like our voice has strong power, and it has way less than we actually think it does, because money talks. People are always talking.
Oh, yeah, man. And then they like money, man.
People are always talking, and then the issue goes away, and then but money's still there. And that's how it's always going to be.
Yeah. Well, and this is something that I think we've talked about, plenty of times before, but it's so true. Listen, the Star Wars has a big fan base, at least as far as we can see, right? You get inside these certain circles where, like, in this circle, this person is a huge deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you take one step outside of that circle, and people may have a vague understanding of who that person is. And you take two steps outside and they have no idea who you're talking about, right? The reason these movies and things like that have been successful are not because of us. Yes, we spend a ton of money on them of our own. Yes, we spread the gospel of Star Wars and how great it is. But the people that are making the real money for them are the casuals, because those are the kinds of numbers you need to have a $2 billion film. That's what you have to have. And because of what you just said, of all the people that watched The Mandalorian and fell in love with it and would tell you, I am a huge fan of The Mandalorian, an incredibly tiny percentage of those people will be at Star Wars Celebration. An incredibly, even much tinier, much smaller piece of that are listening to Star Wars podcasts.
Yeah. Think about
it's just
go ahead. Go ahead. When,
no, but that's where the money comes from.
Like, think about it from our perspective, right? When we really got into all this Twitter world and whatever else, probably 5 years ago for the three of us, probably around that time. You know what I mean? Like, where we really like we're like the Force Awakens was coming out. There was this whole new thing happening. Like, even though we all love Star Wars, I was never big into like the community of Star Wars. It was never like a thing. And then when I got here and got in it, I was like, holy shit, people are like super duper like on board with all of this. So I was like, wow, I thought I was keeping these thoughts to myself forever. And people are like,
hey, me
people
too.
Are like, people are like spilling the gospel about it. I'm like, okay. And then all you have to do is just try to explain anything that happens on Twitter to your spouse who's not on Twitter. That's all.
Oh yeah, that's my wife. 100%.
It's all three of our wives. Like, anytime I ever try to explain anything to my wife, she's like, "Why the fuck does anybody care about what you're telling me?" I'm like, I don't know. And I'm not talking about like the Gina Carano shit, but like other things that, you know, that we would like used to get all up in arms about. And she'd be like, okay, weirdos, like do your thing. And, but like, we have to think like we because we're so enveloped, and I've been getting less and less enveloped, but like, because we were so wrapped up in all of it that like, we think that like, we're really doing something half the time. And I don't think so, man. Like, maybe sometimes, but it's, I don't know. There's a small minority of us who are screaming a lot about everything, and a large majority of us is hearing nothing. So, I mean, it's just how it goes.
Any influence I have, I want to use that to stand for what I believe in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I have to be realistic with myself that the amount of influence I have is insignificant in the grand scheme of things. And that's just the reality of it. And, I'm not saying I should just never say anything ever. But I do know that ultimately it's not going to have the impact that I wish it did if I were to really like make that my mission.
Mm. Right. At the end of the day, going back to that thing where you were saying where people were comparing Gina Carano to the Kelly Marie Tran situation, at the end of the day, Lucasfilm employees spoke out about the abuse Kelly Marie Tran was getting. None of them are going to speak out about what Gina Carano did. Yeah, I'm not seeing any of it, and there's a reason for that. And like that's where it falls. Like it's just it.
Yeah, if,
they're two completely different situations.
I know, but I'm saying like Lucasfilm employees come out and said aggressively, and like Rian Johnson and everybody were like, "How dare you people like go after Kelly Marie Tran? She's the best thing ever." And when Gina Carano like openly mocks
she was a turf.
Spreads and spreads anti-mask propaganda and everything else during all this, and you hear nothing from any Lucasfilm employee because they're afraid of losing their job or whatever else. Like, that's freaking telling about the actual situation at hand than what we think it is. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, I'm with you there, brother.
But anyways,
they like money,
America.
America.
Yep.
I mean, there's a reason McDonald's is around, because the food isn't fantastic, but you can get a fucking Coke for $1 at the drive-thru.
That's a, or a Diet Coke, right, Eric? So
oh my god.
Speaking of which,
that's a deep cut, yeah, Cruiser.
to completely go away from what we're just talking about food. My Taco Bell finally started melting the cheese on the cheese gordita crunches again. So life is good in that category. I don't understand how they ever thought they could get away with not melting the cheese on the inside of that fucking thing. That's one of the main draws of it.
Eric, you made incredible nachos.
Eric, how sad are you? They killed the Fritos burrito.
That everyone claimed
they killed the Fritos burrito. I'm depressed.
But his bandmates dicked him over. With a
rock and roll shove, or
with a something rock and roll shove. Yeah,
you didn't melt the cheese.
The former lead singer of, dang it, now I can't remember how that whole thing goes. Golly, Andy Dwyer, you sir are the best. But anyhow.
I forgot to tell you though, I made a homemade grilled cheese burrito recently because I was missing it because it was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they took it away. Dude, man.
Two things. One,
shit was delicious.
Two things. It's super easy to make as long as you don't burn the cheese. Like you just put it on a pan and let it get a little crispy on the outside, and then you get your burrito all wrapped up, and then you just like wrap it on there. Dude, it's so good that way.
Nice.
That does sound pretty good. I did that thing. It was great, man.
I can make a breakfast crunch wrap.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
You have to get a certain type of hash brown at the grocery store, but
But can you do it to where all the hot stuff's on one side, but like in like the bottom quarter, and like then like the top like three quarters is cold and empty?
No, mine's all hot. It's perfect.
Real quick, this will just tell the story we're trying to tell. All right, so just listen.
My name is Andy Dwyer. You probably know me as the artist formerly known as the lead singer of Mousrap. Well, after tonight, you'll only know me as the former artist. Formerly known as the lead singer of Mouse Rat. I'm retiring from music. This is my swan song. Once I was a golden swan, swan of man. Now that swan's name was Andy, and he started a rock and roll band. He made incredible nachos that everybody claimed they loved. And then the bandmates dicked him over with a massive rock and roll shove. This is my swan song.
Watch it fly.
T
Tom.
Okay. Anyway, the whole end of that is at the end where he makes up with the Mouse Rat and Burley tells him, you know, you have to melt the cheese. He goes, well, whatever. I guess I'll try it your way. Anyhow.
Did you ever hear that that Nacho song? Oh, my God. It was. There was that one guy that left the Doobie Brothers, I think. I think it's and he made his own thing with his own name. And he had really nice gray white hair and a gray white beard. I forget his name. But there's a Nacho song that changed the way I heard that song forever. And all I could ever hear is the way they did it. And I wish I could remember what the song was, but go ahead and flip. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, but it's really good.
No, it's fine. So anyway,
Nachos.
Oh, Andy, I miss that being on Netflix. It really is a bummer, but,
you don't have, you know what?
I am not subscribing to that.
I have cable, so it's free, so I get to see it anyway.
Oh, I'm not subscribing to cable either.
Cable's not free, sir.
So,
no, it's not.
Here's the thing. While we're talking about TV, the big thing people are talking about right now is WandaVision, and you know, it's not a Star Wars show, but it is on Disney Plus, and it's first. You're talking about Michael McDonald, by the way, Luke.
Yes.
But anyhow,
turn off this Michael McDonald CD. We've been playing it for 2 years.
Anyhow,
if I have to hear Yamo be here one more time, I'm gonna Yamo kill myself.
That was 40-year-old virgin, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The song's called anyhow. What a Fool Will Eat. That's
yeah.
I'm going to put it in the chat and I think this can make an appearance at some point.
Anyhow, that's the thing everybody's talking about right now. And here's the deal, man. I know some people dig it, some people don't dig it, some people get it, and some people don't get it. And I get all that and more. Now, I will tell you this. Me personally, I love it. Like this last episode, the amount of anxiety it was building in me, just the way they put it together is really cool. Now, mind you, I grew up watching all those sitcoms on like Nick at Night and crap like that. And so seeing the play on it really, it really like speaks to me, for lack of a better way of putting it. But what do you guys make of the show, man?
Well, I like it, right? Like I know we've been through this, whatever. And I wasn't blown away by it. But I did I did enjoy the silliness mixed with the underlying creepiness of it. You know what I mean? Like there's all, you could just tell that Wanda is doing her best to sell herself a lie, and every time that something happens in there, like where reality kicks in, she just turns like evil. Like it's kind of crazy how it's worked, like how what she's doing to her head to make that happen. And one thing I noticed about this most recent episode was it almost feels intentional. It almost feels as if you could watch the fourth episode from the start. That's all you have to watch. And I have to watch the first three episodes because they do like a rewatch of what's happened so far in the fourth episode through the eyes of other characters. You know what I mean? Like they set up the televisions and stuff like that. And they watch each, you know, right. And like even the characters like I'm invested now. I got to keep watching it. You know what I mean? Like there's literally like a recap that happens where they show each of the major things that happened in the previous three episodes. So it's almost like they knew people were going to be like, this first episodes are weird, you know? And like I said, I like them. My wife, who I thought wanted to watch it, is not really digging it. And like I said, she only watched the first 5 or 10 minutes and kind of checked out. I feel like the show is gonna become like one of those things that are just like epic and really awesome, and like really as a whole, it's gonna be something completely different than what it started as. It's gonna be quite a journey all the way through there as it slowly as her fake reality slowly deteriorates around her. And it'll be quite a thing to watch. I think it's 9 episodes.
I can't remember for sure.
I think it's 9. But it's, and they're like 30-minute episodes. So it's set up just like a sitcom, you know. But I don't know. I like it. I think Paul Bettany is doing awesome in the show. Like, overall, like going through the different generations he's gone through so far, and I really love being able to see the connection between Wanda and Vision and how she imagined in her mind it would go, and you know how, you know, living in this fantasy of how what could have been, what she would have wanted to see. It's sad and nice to see all at the same time. And what is that? I always forget her name. The lady who was in Step Brothers, and she's in this show.
Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn is her name. She's great in this show.
I love her. She's hilarious.
Oh, everything about her is awesome.
Her in Bad Moms. And I actually think she's kind of pretty.
Oh, she's a lot of pretty. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'm really into her. Yeah. Just
all right.
I'm
going to
pull an Eric here and be like, she's beautiful.
Put it down. no, she's great in it. And I love all of the little tiny blips. Those are my favorite parts of the show, like the little peek behind the mirror. I think that's pretty cool. But Dallas, what are your thoughts about it?
So after watching the first two episodes with my wife, like 10 days ago when they came out, like the Saturday after they came out, we were both like, what is this fucked up Bewitched? And like, we're like, it's cool what they're doing. Like we were kind of trying to talk ourselves into it,
yeah,
which was annoying.
Yeah.
And if y'all hadn't been way into it, I would have never watched the third episode, which gained traction the last 15 minutes, because I don't know if I've said on the show or not, I'm a huge Captain Marvel movie fan. I love the comics too, but like, I love everything that movie brought out in my daughter.
Have you watched episode 4 yet?
No.
Oh, you're going to love that one, guaranteed.
Yeah. So I'm not there yet, but I know it's, I kind of have an idea what happens. Yeah. I don't care about spoilers. So I've just, you know what I mean? So I kind of heard what happens, but, that's entertaining. If I hadn't stuck through it, to honestly, those first two episodes were super off-putting for me. Boring.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this what we're doing? Weird, like abstract 50s television. Come on, guys. But
well,
it's a little too slow burn for me, honestly.
So what I'll tell you is this, and I mean, we don't have to talk about this most recent episode if you don't want to get spoiled on it, but
I don't care.
It's like a major turning point for the thing, and you really see like the what of all of it. Because honestly, man,
so they kind of explain what the fuck's going on.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
okay.
And but what happens is like whenever I first started watching, I'm like the campiness was almost too much for me. But I love
it. So was for me.
Well, I love Scarlet Witch. Mm-hmm. And
the best Olsen sister for sure.
Oh, dude, she is amazing. Yeah. She's
not worth billions of dollars either. So those other two amazing. Can be bitches.
It's just, yeah, I love her. I think she's a great actress. I think she's very cute in this show. Gorgeous. And I think that like this whole thing where they're rewatching the, like they're all watching the episodes that we saw. In this fourth episode, they've got this little camp set up. The girl from Thor, I can't remember that girl, the actress's name.
Oh, she's cute too.
It's real snarky. So she's there. She's got this whole thing set up. She's being her hilarious self, and they're seeing this show. And what I think the point of that is to show like the whole rerun thing. That is why Wanda is using like probably what she watched a ton of on like Nick at Night, if that's like what they had access to as kids.
Well, or where she came which was like, I don't know if it was Russia or somewhere else, but maybe
Romania or Ukraine.
Maybe that's all they had in syndication that they could watch, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Dude, they're way behind the times.
And so, I think them doing this in this episode was to drive this point home that this is what you get. And I think that's really neat, man. I feel like they did a great job with it. I think the stakes like went through the roof on this. And, you know, it's really cool to see that Geraldine, that she's the little girl from Captain Marvel. Because I told Amanda, I'm like, you realize that that's the daughter. Yeah. She's like, oh my gosh. I was trying to think, okay, why does her mom's picture look so familiar?
It's Lieutenant Trouble.
Yeah. That was just so well thought out. And I'm really looking forward to what happens. Now, the sad part is obviously.
You're saying I'm really going to love this fourth episode.
Yes.
You would have if I hadn't just ruined it for you.
No, you still
but,
will.
You won't ruin it for me.
The sad thing for me is, now mind you, I just saw today that apparently there's some pretty big leaks for the next few episodes already hitting online. So, you know, be aware, I guess. But I think that it's going to end up where obviously Wanda and Vision are not somehow leading this happy life together, or that it's going to end in a sad manner.
Yeah.
Basically is what I'm saying. But man, what a concept. It's really cool. I'm very much digging it.
It's kind of like sick in a way, because like they're setting up this fake happy life for her, and then slowly going to drop away and realize she's still alone. And she doesn't have any kids, and it's all this other stuff. It's like, there's going to be a really depressing moment that happens soon. And,
well, something I'm curious about, because one of the things she says in this episode is like, obviously she is the one manufacturing all
exactly.
This.
Yeah.
She is manufacturing this reality for herself. Yeah. And she's when Vision says, it says we can move. And she's like, no, we can't. Yeah. I wonder if somehow there's something about that spot right there where he's able to exist.
Yeah.
But only right there.
Yeah. Mm.
And but regardless, it's really neat. It's very, very cool.
The thing is, and one thing that you're finding on this, well, Dallas, is those people in there are real people. Like the people inside the show. Huh. That like, so I'm like, did she kidnap them and put them in her show? Like, what happened? And like,
that's weird.
And I heard, I think it was Chris Fresh. I was listening to their most recent episode, and I feel like he said, he's like, some people are wondering if like she's like, she's like puppeteering the dead body of Vision, like with her thing and putting the fake skin over top of him, make him feel like he's
a Weekend at Bernie's style,
but like to the extreme. And you know, it's just,
well, because they do show him that one point where she looks at him and he's crushed head.
Yeah.
Well, the last, I'll tell you this, the last 20 minutes of that third episode made me think, okay, this isn't going to be what I thought it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like a lot of it was a smokescreen for the trailers and stuff. So you kind of know what's going on. But the very beginning of the episode, Dallas, is pretty cool because it's like, it shows a different angle of after the snap, like when it was over, and people started coming back, like, and they showed like a real life scenario in a hospital, what it was like, all of a sudden, like 5 years later, just like half the people who weren't there before, all of a sudden there, the hospital's like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Like, they don't have somebody was having a baby at the moment when that snap happened. Then, like, all of a sudden they're showing up having a baby.
Well, like, and they don't know, like, they're not aware that time has passed.
Yeah.
Either when they come back. And it's pretty wild, man. It's very cool to see, like, a real world take on what would actually happen in a situation like this. Yeah. And now, it's very cool.
My daughter watched the first two episodes on her own. And all of a sudden, I've discovered since we're living with my parents while our house is being built, I went into my parents' room and my daughter convinced my mom to watch Bewitched on Prime. So I'm just telling you, they've been enjoying the original Bewitched on Prime because of WandaVision.
Well, so
that's kind of an odd shoot off, you know? Yeah, they watched I Dream of Jeannie. And dude, have you ever watched that show recently? I Dream of Jeannie.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude, that's a misogynistic as fuck.
Well, dude, I mean, it's
holy cow! I can't believe. No, Bewitched isn't though. Like, you don't get that vibe from Bewitched. It's the same time, same era. Oh yeah,
she's in charge. She wears the pants in that family.
Yes, like it's the opposite. No nonsense. Like, These television shows are completely opposite. So I'm glad at least they modeled those first two episodes after Bewitched.
Yeah. And then it's like, you know, with I Dream of Jeannie, you know, it's like, I'm here to be subservient to you, master. Tell me your every desire.
She calls him fucking master.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's a genie.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the whole thing. She's a genie, but yeah, the fact that she's sexy is what makes it uncomfortable.
Oh, dude, it's the worst. I can't even enjoy it, to be honest.
Well,
that's the whole reason I wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid.
You get a genie when you're an astronaut.
I'm just kidding. I did want to be an astronaut when I was a kid, but not because of that.
I want to be an astronaut. I was really smart, and I love space.
Yeah, I thought space was neat. But
Turns out it's terrifying.
So, yeah, man, there's that. There's WandaVision, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a while since I've really enjoyed a show like this that I haven't. Like, I'm not immersed in that universe like I am with Star Wars. You know, I mean, I love the Marvel movies, but I don't know every piece of them, every aspect of them inside and out and backwards and forwards. But I think that's what's cool about this thing. Now my kids are like, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, seeing Amanda being into it, and that's one of the things, like, with her, man. She doesn't spend enough time taking care of herself. And that's something I didn't even expect to talk about this, but I will talk about it. She was having a really hard time today. And she's like, I feel lazy and I don't want to do anything. And I wouldn't say she's depressed necessarily. Uh-huh. But she's like, I just keep thinking of all these things I should be doing and I just don't want to. And one of her main problems is that she does not take care of herself, like, on an emotional level. She feels guilty about taking two steps back.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain to her, listen, you have to do this. You know, last week she went and visited her sister, left on Friday, stayed overnight. I had the kids. It ruled. I tried to get her to leave a day earlier. Stay in a hotel. I said, you need this. And I said, if you have a hard time, if you feel guilty for it somehow, tell yourself that you're not doing it for you, that you're doing it so that you can be recharged to come back and do whatever it is in your mind you should be doing. Yeah.
Dude, that's why you know, I took my wife on that work trip. She was like, school and work, stuck in all this, you know, it's the same thing. You need a break.
Yeah, and it's you have to be okay with that. And so to see her enjoying it and getting into it, that made me even happier.
Yeah,
but I'm glad
it's
she
likes
it. It's
not just a break that people need. It's a selfish break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
you need to take care of yourself.
Like you need to really do something that you want to do. Like I've talked about before about like when we came back from Celebration last time, my wife was like, I'm going to go to Vegas to see a band. I'm like, fucking go do it, man. Do it up. Do your thing. And she was like, she's like, but I'm only be gone for a day. I'm like, why would you fly to Vegas for a day?
Yeah, go for like 4 days.
I'm like, man, go get like a massage from a hot dude or something. Like, fucking just go out there and do your thing, man. Yeah,
go get drunk and like, wake up sick to your stomach because you drank too much.
No, I don't want to get too drunk. I want to get by yourself. I don't want to get too drunk. You know what I mean? Just like,
oh, by yourself.
Yeah. True, so like, yeah. I'm just like, just go have fun, relax, like just like go to a spa, like go to a pool, like enjoy the warm weather, like do something, like, you know, go see some shows, go see, she wanted to see Coheed and Cambria and she left. I mean, it's not cheap to just go and do that. You know, I mean, I did that before with fucking Celebration Florida, you know what I mean? I'm like,
short notice, all in 4 hours. Yeah, amazing.
I'm by.
What are you talking about? That was brilliant.
I mean, it's an epic story, but I mean, still, it's incredibly selfish. You know what I mean? And like, it's, but
true, but we haven't stopped talking about it for 4 years.
But we need, but like people, especially married couples and parents, they need moments where they don't have to just be over, like, every day of every minute of every one of our days is completely tied into our family, which is great. I love it.
Yeah.
But we also need to realize we're fucking individual people. Like, you know what I mean? Like we're our own person and we like our own things. And sometimes we just want to buy ourselves and do something, you know what I mean? Or go somewhere where everybody there loves the exact same thing that I do. And we're there all to enjoy it together. You know, like it's just, we need to have those moments every once in a while. And I told Rachel, I'm like, once a year, once every 2 years, the both of us need to have like 2 or 3 day self vacation where you just go somewhere and just be gone. And, you know, all responsibility is yours. I'm gone. Do it up, man. Live your life, you know? And if you choose that you want me to be there, that's great, you know? But like, don't feel like you have to. I trust you.
Well, people need moments when they're not doing things for somebody else. Yeah. And I mean, I get it. If you feel like that's your call is to be there for other people, that's awesome and commendable, you know, because I feel like that's like a big chunk of what I do. But at the same time, I can't be effectively do that if I don't take some time to not do that. But anyhow,
this is something my sister, who is has a doctorate in psychology, she's always like, you've got to take time. It may seem selfish, but you've got to take a moment for yourself, whether it's a month, a week, a day. There's got to be a 3-hour block every week. You've got to take some time for yourself. It's not selfish. We shouldn't say that. It's self-care.
It is, but as a parent, as a spouse, it feels selfish.
That's your natural instinct.
It feels selfish.
Yeah, sure. Sure, yeah. Because you love these people and you want to be there for them and you don't want to let them down.
Yeah, just like
they're. But at the same time, you can't be there for them and you will let them down if you don't take some self-care.
Just like the reason, like, we record this show at 10, like, you know, later at night. Like, you know, it's 10 o'clock for me, it's 9 for Eric, 8 for you. Because the day's pretty much over and there's not a whole lot to do.
It's so they're going to bed and we're not missing out on anything.
It's the reason why Eric and I stream games at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning because everybody is asleep. Yeah. And like,
right. It's the reason I get the most drunk at 1 in the morning because the kids are in bed.
It's just like, you know, we have to work around, define our way to have our selfish endeavors, but like do it when we don't have to be responsible for somebody else.
Right. Yes. Because I don't want to take away my time from somebody else. Yeah. If you know,
well,
but,
and you guys have kids and as they get older and they get into their interests and you get into the level where my kids are at and you're like trying to nourish their passions, like that becomes fun. But at the same time, you're like, I need some time for me.
And they also need time to figure it out themselves. You know what I mean? At a certain age. So, Anyways.
Speaking of, me getting the vaccine means I'm this much closer to coming into South Bend and seeing you guys.
Hey. Well, one of us at least. I don't know. It's just maybe.
No, I'll just rent a car and see you both.
It'll be a hell of a...
Dude, I'll make a 3-day, 4-day out of it. I don't give a fuck. I love you, bros.
We love you, too. When is that? May, you said?
May, yeah. We're thinking mid-May. Like, it's they're paying for it, so it'll be when they
mid-May?
Schedule it.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to Utah in mid-May. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
stop it. Okay. So, well, I didn't expect to go down that turn, but there it was. We were talking about some pretty bonkers stuff earlier, and honestly, I don't know that I want to go diving
into it
now. I think
we moved past that.
For
the listeners, we were going to talk about QAnon, and we'll just sum it up with this. If you believe in QAnon, you're probably not listening to the show because you're a fucking moron.
The veil is falling down.
I'll just sugarcoat it for you.
Now.
You're fucking stupid.
I was like, basically what started it is somebody that I like volunteer with is like super deep into it and assumes that everybody else is too. Yeah.
Did they eat paint chips when they were a kid?
They seriously, might be eating paint chips now.
Probably.
But I think that, I don't know.
Here's what it is. There's still the hardcores that believe it, but as we're seeing, as powers shift and things change and how it always goes, there's a certain veil that's coming, like being lifted from some of these people's eyes who either came in late into it or whenever it wasn't constantly being shouted, they realized, oh my God, what was I believing in? And, you know, we saw it with that Anderson Cooper interview today and like all kinds of other stuff. There's a bunch of crazy shit they believed. And now they're like, I believe that. Like, I really, truly believed it.
My uncle is one of those people. And he said to me the other day, because he lives across the street from us.
Yeah.
He was like, why isn't the White House on fire?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Joe Biden was supposed to start it on fire and burn it down to the ground. I go, maybe all that shit you believe is bullshit.
Yeah. Maybe it was never going to happen.
And he looked at me and he goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I don't know, man. Just the fact that they felt there was going
to. Who here has a GED and who here has a chemistry degree? That's what I said to him. Anyway.
You always flash that chemistry degree like it's a fucking.
Dude,
like
man, it's an all I, earned, access I worked fucking hard for that thing. Fucking hard.
But no, I don't think we should go into it too far. But basically, we were just going down these people's minds, and it's just like it's times like these, and when you see moments like those, how easy it really is to be put in a cult, and how it could happen. It's very easy to see how it happens.
You're talking to somebody who came out of one.
Well, yeah,
like it can happen to anybody, yeah, man.
Well, but it's even. It just at least with your instance, there's like hundreds of years of like, you know what I mean? Or at least
well, and I was born into it, and it's a whole, you know, thing. It wasn't like I chose that life.
My main problem with any of stuff like this when it happens is I'm afraid of the implications for the children of these people. That's really what bugs me the most about stuff like that is how is it going to affect their children and how it's going to affect future generations. Luckily, I don't think their numbers are nearly as high as they wish they were. So hopefully, it's just going to be kind of like and we've seen ton of kids renounce their parents' beliefs over the years. So I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but it's just hearing such brutal and hateful language by a young children hearing that really like hurts my soul. You know, so
at the same time, though, I know a lot of kids that are whose parents are those people. And I feel like kids rebel against the wrong side of history.
Yeah.
Traditionally.
Well, they also have the internet their advantage these days. So
exactly.
Mean,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It's nothing breaks a cult more than the internet, honestly. Yeah.
So, yeah, we were going to go along and think about that. But I think we're going to stop it now.
Yeah.
Short episode.
And you know what, man? Yeah. Let's bring it to a close there. We've got a novel from Claudia Gray to look forward to here shortly.
Man, can't wait.
That'll be neat. And hope you guys enjoyed us talking about Light of the Jedi. We'll try to ruin this one even sooner.
Dude, so we're going to ruin that thing so hard.
We'll see what we can do. Oh, yeah. And, you know, guys, don't forget, check out Patreon. We're doing some cool stuff over there. I really dig what we're up to. So just check it out. Patreon.com/TheBadMotivators. Okay. Also, merch at TeePublic and Redbubble. There's some really cool stuff there. Be sure to grab some of that. Grab a Bad Motivator shirt so people know you're rad. That's what you should do. Luke and I have been streaming on Twitch. There's separately. There's links in the show description. I'm pretty sure I put them in there. And yeah, so I guess all that's left is to follow the show on Twitter @bad_motivators. You can follow me on Twitter @EricStrothers and Luke
@LukeCruiser
and Dallas
@TarkinTangents and on TikTok @TarkinTangents.
Whoa, look at you with the extra plugs this week.
I'm going to be dropping some TikTok content.
That's scary.
Sweet, man. Well, hey, I think Taylor Swift is awesome. And until next week, we are out of here.
Goodbye.
Later.
Bad Motivators.